Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody that's been locked in for the entire show. Or you could have just locked in right before we went to break. I don't care. I'm happy that you're here right now. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And we get started every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I just gave you a top six list of teams that absolutely need a quarterback. And number one, I gave you the Houston Texans. Also, on Wednesday, we had a busy day in the world of sports. Jim Boeheim is no longer the head coach of the Syracuse Orange, or Orange Men, or Q's, whatever the hell you want to call them, the zone defense guys. He's gone. After 47 years, Jim Boeheim is gone. And good for him. He's been cranky as hell the past few seasons. So he's relatively been very cranky, but it's been highlighted a whole lot more when you're 78 years old. Ja Morant not going to be charged criminally for that video or whatever took place. He was investigated by the local police outside of Denver, and the Memphis Grizzlies respond by saying that he will be gone at minimum an additional four more games. The earliest we might see Ja Morant is March 17th. That doesn't mean the NBA won't come down with a hammer or a suspension, and I believe that they should. I think Ja Morant should be out the rest of the year. Tiger Woods, his ex-girlfriend, is suing him for $30 million, basically saying she got the boot from his house without justification. Don't ask. I mean, what can I tell you? And then Patrick Ewing, how about this? This evening, Patrick Ewing, since we're getting ready to pull up on the March Madness, the conference tournaments are going on. I feel bad for Patrick Ewing. Georgetown went 7-25 this past season. Last year, they only won seven games. Villanova just waxed them in Madison Square Garden in the Big East tournament, 80-48. And Patrick Ewing, he might be on out the door. He might follow Jim Boeheim, and he might actually get fired, which is unfortunate. The man used to play for Georgetown. Man went to Final Fours. He won a championship. He played for the Knicks in New York City in Madison Square Garden. So who knows what's in store for Patrick Ewing, I believe, of firing. Kevin Durant. Poor Kevin Durant. This guy was supposed to make his debut tonight for the Phoenix Suns against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Kevin Durant went up for a dunk in warm-ups. He sprained his ankle. His ankle was too sore. He sat out the game. No need to run him out there and run a further risk of injury. Kevin Durant should be fine. But just I feel bad for the fans of the Suns. They beat the Thunder 132-101. To the surprise of no one, Devin Booker picked up the slack. He dropped 44 points before being pulled and having a seat. We also learned today Zion is going to be out a minimum of of two more weeks. I believe it when I see it. And then Luka Doncic, tonight, he exited the game with a hamstring injury, thigh injury, and the Dallas Mavericks, they lose to the Pelicans 113-106. Luka Doncic saying that his thigh is not good after the exit, and this is the part of the year where we'll see what happens. So injuries, 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 firings, retirements. It's been a busy day, injuries just all over the damn place. And then you got Sean Kemp, who was arrested being involved in a drive-by shooting. Yes, you heard me correctly. We don't know the details. Yes, Sean Kemp, former NBA multiple-time All-Star, arrested a drive-by in Tacoma, Washington. No details, but we'll see what takes place. I just mentioned to you Patrick Ewing. Patrick spoke to the media after his team got smashed in the Big East tournament, the first round by Villanova. Patrick Ewing, he was asked about the team being terrible. And then also Patrick Ewing was asked about his own future, if he would like to be back. This is what he had to say about his team playing like crap.
And how much do you think just how the season has gone has sort of worn away from this team? Because they look like a tired team tonight.
I mean, you know, like I said, when you're playing without one of your four, we have two fours and two guys that played the four position. One was out, the other one was still on the weather. That was tough. It was a rough year. It's not the year that we thought that we would have had. We kept fighting. We didn't give up, and you know, we're disappointed that the season ended the way that it did.
Well, the season. Well, his time as coach might be up, and that sucks as well. I told you about Luka Doncic and his injury. 113-106, losing to New Orleans. Luka said it's not good. He kind of chuckled when he said it. I told you about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant going up in warm-ups, coming down and spraining his ankle. The Phoenix Suns, they still go out and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. Monty Williams, he just spoke to the media. He says, yeah, his ankle is sore. We don't know how sore or the severity of his injury, but we got to move on without him. This is what Monty Williams had to say about Durant.
No, we don't. Right now we'll get more testing done right tomorrow. But right now it's just a ankle sprain and we don't have anything official to report. Our group has adapted to a number of things. All year long, from the summer until now. And this is no different. So we'll do our best to get him healthy and get him back out there on the floor.
Yeah, just what the NBA needs here at the end of the season, or I guess these things occur all year long. Injuries, right? Just injuries. Kevin Durant spraining his ankle on, like, his home debut before the game, like an hour before the game, he sprains his ankle. Injuries, how about that? Zion, I can't believe the Pelicans said this today. Zion is out a minimum of 2 weeks. Who are we kidding? Zion Williamson, when does Zion play basketball? Never. He has played 29 games this year. 29. He's played less than half the season. The team collectively, they've played 65 games. He's played just not even 30. This man never plays. Maybe if he wasn't so heavy, he wouldn't have hamstring injuries. I mean, his hamstrings got to be big as, I don't know, tanks. I just told you about Luka Doncic and his thigh injury. That's what Luka had to say about his leg.
It's not good.
When is it good?
I mean, it's been going for 1 week, maybe more. I just can't really push out that leg. Just giving my rhythm, you know, running, I can feel it. But mostly, probably on the jump shots, you know, because we need both legs. So pushing off, it's been really hard for me.
Well, you know who this is a benefit for, like, right, you know? Luka Doncic dealing with a leg injury. And by the way, I guess his leg didn't bother him that much when him and Kyrie teamed up for 40-plus points individually. In the loss tonight, New Orleans beating Dallas 113-106. Kyrie Irving said, okay, I got this. Yeah, 27 points. Leading scorer Luka only played 28 minutes, only had 15, 4 of 14 from the field. Injuries are the name of the game. Let's hope that some of these stars can come back before the playoffs get underway. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We did talk about, or I did give you the top six list, teams that absolutely need a quarterback. I gave you the Raiders at 6, the Colts at 5, the Panthers at 4. I gave you the Commanders at 3. Yeah, you want to know how bad the Commanders quarterbacks were last season? Listen to Ron Rivera tell you. And what he basically said was, yeah, we suck because other teams have a better quarterback. Listen.
Why do you think the teams in the division are farther ahead at this point?
Quarterback. The truth is that this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you look at the teams that have been able to sustain success, they've been able to build it around a specific quarterback.
Yeah, the Commanders have one. They're going to roll with Sam Howell for the whole season? Or like, what veteran are they going to bring in? And number two, I gave you the New York Jets, who are as desperate can be. And number one, I gave you the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans are just, I can't even. They had Jeff Driscoll out there at one point. Like, come on. That's the quarterback where it's like, break glass in case of an emergency. What the San Francisco 49ers had to deal with in the postseason, going through like 20 quarterbacks, the Texans had to do that through an entire season. Yeah, you wanted to see what Davis Mills was? Well, you found out. If you missed the full list and all the descriptions and all the audio, you can go ahead and hit rewind anytime on the free Odyssey app. Let's hit the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to John. He is calling from Columbia, South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. Thank you for having me, man.
Sure.
Hey, question. Now, look, I'm a Jets fan. Everybody's hating on the Jets. I know you spoke some words about them tonight. We're desperate. Yeah, we might be. But, you know, I was watching the NFL live on TV tonight, and Bucky, whatever his name was talking about Maurice MJG was talking about, well, with Aaron Rodgers, Jets should be the number two or three in the East. And Bucky's like, oh, you're being too considerate. They should be three or four. I mean, I don't understand these commentators, man. I really don't. Because you look at it, okay, we won 7 games last year, okay, with bad quarterback play. Okay, I believe if Mike White didn't hurt his ribs, we probably won more games. Now, with Aaron Rodgers, that's another 3 or 4 games for us, I'm thinking. We got a top 5, top 4 defense. Breece Hall, before he got hurt, 6-7 games, he had 800-some yards or 600-some yards. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, well, give us a little love. We are desperate, but
yeah.
I
can't speak for what anybody else says. I really don't care. What you just told me sounds ridiculous, so no need to defend it. I think that just is maybe someone, you know, making points for TV's sake. But that's the whole point. If the New York Jets had a quarterback, the New York Jets would have been in the playoffs. That's as clear as day. And we don't know what's going to happen. Breece Hall is coming off of a torn ACL. It's probably going to take him an entire year to get back to normal. The New York Jets are going to have to hope for a more reliable wide receiver opposite Garrett Wilson. The offensive line, there are some concerns. You know, is Dwayne Brown going to return? I know he's going on, what, year 17, 18? Mekhi Becton is probably – what you think he's eating for dinner right now?
I don't know, man. Mekhi Becton is just like – that scares me, JR. So it really does because
there you go. So it's not a gimme or guarantee, but the New York Jets almost certainly, based on who and what they've been, Aaron Rodgers would be an upgrade even with any potential headaches that he would bring in. Let's see if it takes place. Thank you so much, John. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy.
No doubt about it. Tyrone is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing, my friend?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
I'm a Falcons guy, And I really would like to have Lamar Jackson bring us back like we did with Vic, an African-American quarterback. Outstanding. That's my vote.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's a lot of people here in Atlanta who feel the same way, or it doesn't appear to happen. You know, I feel that there's a decent contingent of fans as well. I don't know why, but they're ready to see Ritter. How do you feel about him in the short spurt that you've seen, or what you've seen?
Well, I don't see Ritter as a Super Bowl winning or a playoff winning quarterback. He can stand in, but as far as going all the way, going deep in the playoffs, Atlanta has to get for real. Let's get a proven quarterback. Let's get Lamar Jackson and put some hands in the seats.
Okay, he put butts in the seats. I don't know if they're going to bring him in, though. Thank you, Tyrone, for calling from Atlanta. We basically heard they put it on their website. They're not going to do it. Can they change their mind? Yeah, sure. But it looks to be a bigger decision across the NFL as opposed to just being a Falcons decision. Ain't nobody anteing up right now. Paul is here from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Hey, thank you, Jay. I'll say what I said 3 weeks ago. The Commanders is the right way to go for Lamar Jackson to get out of the AFC and make $40 million like everybody else in that division, go to a high market division. Mr. Schneider, he can clean his conscience, okay, before he leaves, okay, he can run the team from outside in. Lamar, you must go to the Commanders. Eric is going to help you. You're going to help Eric.
Paul.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for calling as well. There is no way in hell that man is going to the Commanders. Sorry. I think I see pigs fly before that. You think they're just going to let him go? Just hey, man, hit 295. And then you also talking about Daniel Snyder having a conscience? Like doing a good deed before he leaves? Daniel Snyder, does he seem like he's running a charity? Does Daniel Snyder even seem like a decent human being? I don't think he cares about anybody but himself and his private plane and his gigantic house and stealing money, allegedly, paying for money, borrowing money. Daniel Snyder seems very interested in a lot of things, not nuts and bolts. If he's going to splurge on money, he's going to do it on, I don't know, Albert Haynesworth. Let's bring him back to play quarterback. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we've been talking about quarterbacks, teams that need them, what happens in free agency and the draft will be a lot of fun. I mean, there's so many quarterbacks that we don't even discuss. Baker Mayfield is going to end up somewhere. Where does Jimmy Garoppolo go? There's so much interest in Lamar Jackson and his tag and what happens with him. We know Derek Carr has found his home. We don't know who's going to be drafted, or I should say where they will be drafted. It's so much. You know, one team that we did not discuss, and I certainly believe that they're going to be in the running for a quarterback eventually. How about the Tennessee Titans? Ryan Tannehill is coming off of an injury. They took Malik Wilson out of Liberty. He ain't ready for prime time. They ain't want him throwing a rock at all when he actually played. And Mike Vrabel, in talking about Malik, he basically said, oh, yeah, he got a lot of room to grow.
The message to Malik moving forward. Messages continue to improve, continue to develop. continue to work on those things that we've continued to discuss, whether it be with, you know, being able to progress through, being able to recognize, you know, rotation, coverages, just overall knowledge of what he's doing each and every day, which is what he did on the show team most of the year. Come back with a great attitude, knowledge of what we're doing offensively, being in shape.
Well, damn, just tell me how you really feel about him. That was long as hell to tell us. I don't like him. He needs to just become better. Just flat period.
Who hates their quarterback more, JR? Robert Saleh or, the Tennessee guy, man, Mike Vrabel? This is unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. Jeez. Mike Vrabel, he could have put me to sleep with, that running book that he wanted to give on Malik Wilson. Well, Mike Vrabel, it's your job. Go ahead and go out there and fix him. And that's the role and the job of a head coach. And speaking of head coaches, I got to remind you, Jim Boeheim is done as the head coach of Syracuse. And right before it was announced that he was going to be gone, he gave what is the final press conference of his career as head coach after about 50 years, 47 in total. They lost, heartbreaker, 77-74 to Wake Forest. And Jim Boeheim sat at the stage, sat at the podium, and was pretty much asked about his future. Do you want to leave? Do you want to stay? It's not my choice. Well, do you want to be here? I told you it's not. Well, answer the question, man. Take a listen to this exchange from earlier.
I've just been lucky to be able to coach this long. I think you missed it. I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
Okay, but so what are you saying? You're not saying you're retiring, but you're not.
Said it. I don't know.
So you don't know. Okay.
I said this is up to the university.
And you're not sure whether you're. How will you make a determination about when you will come back?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
They sent out a statement not too long after that he's done. Adrian Autry is the new head coach. He played point guard for Jim Boeheim, and he's also been on the staff since 2011 as an assistant coach. And so goodbye, Jim Boeheim. No more angry press conferences. And by the way, I just told you about Patrick Ewing. Georgetown just got booted maybe about 90 minutes ago by Villanova out of the Big East tournament. 7-25 this season for Georgetown. Last year, Georgetown only won 6 games. And if Patrick Ewing comes back, I would be shocked as hell. Patrick Ewing was asked about his potential return and if he wanted to be back. This is what he had to say.
Do you want to be back as Georgetown coach next year?
Hey, look. Everybody, look, I listened to Coach Boeheim's press conference after the game, and everybody was just ranting about, are you coming back or what? Hey, look, I am proud of being a Georgetown Hoyer. This institution has been great to me over the years. I'd be honored to come back as the coach here.
Yeah, but we ain't talking about Patrick Ewing, the player. If that was the case, if we had a time machine and we can go back to, I don't know, 83, 84, then that would be cool. But we're not. Like, they're not doing anything. And they would be just, they'd be kind of looking at in the face of the inevitable if they didn't boot him now. They got to get rid of him eventually. There's no turnaround, and it's unfortunate. Patrick Ewing didn't get his chance to coach in the NBA as a head coach. He goes home to the Hoyas. He takes over after John Thompson's son. And here we go with Patrick Ewing. And the Hoyas are still kind of searching. I don't think Patrick Ewing will be the answer. Pretty sad, embarrassing, if you ask me. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Corey is here from Wisconsin. What's up, Corey?
Hey, how's it going, my man?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Hey, you said sad, embarrassing. Isn't that about Aaron Rodgers?
It could be.
I mean, I'm a born and bred Wisconsin boy, and I hope he leaves the team.
Yeah,
I hope he goes to the Jets. I hope we get a first-rounder, and I hope they get all the problems that come with him.
No, they're willing to take him on. I guess he's not all that enthusiastic about Jordan Love. Charles is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Very well, Charles. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think Tampa Bay has the worst quarterback situation, but I think Tampa Bay's preparing for the 2024 draft, so I don't think they're interested in any free agents. But what do you think about Jameis Winston? I mean, he's a guy who you can get on the cheap end, but I mean he has a great arm. I mean he has the potential to throw for big numbers, even though he's a big turnover guy. I mean, what do you think about a team like the Washington Commanders looking at him versus trying to the pie in the sky?
I think
Lamar Jackson.
The unfortunate thing for Jameis Winston is when you thought he was going to go on a roll and when he looked like a very good quarterback, he got hurt. And then he came back and he didn't necessarily elicit confidence out of Dennis Allen. So he's gone. And so anywhere he goes, he's going to be a question mark, whether it's his health or whether it's the turnovers. Do I believe he's going to end up on the team somewhere as a backup? Yes. He may not be solved, or he may not be on a team or a roster until, I don't know, maybe August. It depends
right.
on where everybody else falls. But Tampa, to your point, Charles, yeah, I didn't put them on the list. Definitely they're looking for a quarterback after you have Tom Brady on the team. They just won
right.
a championship, too. They're 3 years away. Their
right.
fans can relax a little bit. I appreciate you, Charles.
Thank you. All right.
No
now.
Doubt about it. Seth is calling from Iowa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Seth?
Yo, what's up, man? How's it going?
Very well. What you thinking?
Yeah, man. I think Minnesota should definitely get a different quarterback. If I was the owner of the team, I would keep the quarterback that we have now as a veteran.
Kirk Cousins?
Bring somebody in that could win now, because what? If Aaron Rodgers does go to the Jets, Jared Goff is going to be the new king of the NFC North. Thanks for taking
okay.
my call.
Well, thank you, Seth, for calling from Iowa. You gonna pay Kirk Cousins to sit on the bench as a backup, and then who you bringing in? How much money is that going to be in quarterbacks? You gonna pay? You gonna pay 70? That don't work. I don't even think that would work in Madden. I don't think so. Shep, is there anybody, is there a team you think needs a quarterback the most?
If I'm being honest, I mean, just the Jets, because of the history and the lack thereof the last 53 years. Yeah. And again, it just seems like they can't catch a break. Testaverde plays really well. You know, they get kind of robbed by the officials. Sanchez gets hot. They just happen to run into Ben Roethlisberger and Peyton Manning. This team has been more than desperate for a quarterback for the better half of a half a century. And then they get three quarterbacks this year, and then the one that actually does give you a shot to win, then he gets hurt. So it's just, to me, JR, with how much the Jets have at stake and how valuable the franchise has been despite the lack of winning, it has to be the New York Jets.
Yeah, they're pathetic.
Yeah.
Poor Jets. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to end on a high note. I'm going to get ready to take a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, you know, last night we wanted to show love and celebrate International Women's Day with Amy Lawrence. She was busy at the moment. And so we're going to have a conversation with Amy. Damn it, you're getting extra time with Amy Lawrence tonight. I look forward to having a quick convo with Amy before we roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is going to join us on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? I've been listening to you for a good little while now. I've called it a couple of times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. TMZ gets a hold of everything. TMZ gets a hold of everything. We opened up the show talking about Sean Kemp. He was arrested. Issue with a drive-by in Tacoma, Washington. And it's just like, Sean Kemp, what was Sean Kemp just shooting at people? And so TMZ has a few more pieces of information. A matter of fact, TMZ has video. And I've been watching the video here throughout the course of the break. And the video shows Sean Kemp approaching a vehicle in a parking lot, firing, getting in his vehicle. The police are kind of in tow in the lot. Sean Kemp looks to be trying to get their attention. In the process, Sean Kemp dumps his gun into a bush, and then he stops at or towards a police officer and gets out. And there you have it, apparently trying to call attention to the other driver, of which there was an incident. Fox 13 out in Washington says that Sean Kemp had a phone stolen from him, and that he was able to track this phone down, and that he, Sean Kemp, was acting in self-defense. He had property stolen from his car on Tuesday. He tracked his phone to Tacoma on Wednesday, and when he approached the vehicle, a suspect shot at him. Sean Kemp saying that he fired back in self-defense. Sean Kemp wanted to take the law into his own hands. This is all being reported, and I'm sure at some point we will continue to find out more details. I said it was very peculiar, just on a random Wednesday, Sean Kemp involved in a drive-by. Like, what is this? Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 24 hours ago, I wanted to get out ahead on a particular holiday. It took place Wednesday, March 8th. It's International Women's Day, and it's a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. And if you listen here on CBS Sports Radio, by the time I shut up, there's a woman who comes on. And I wanted to show some love to her, having an understanding in many cases, in many places. She's the only woman, and she's extremely decorated in this place and place. And it's Amy Lawrence from After Hours. Amy, you here? You good?
I'm good. Thank you so much for those kind words and for thinking of me. I'm sorry last night I was busy prepping, but it's fun to catch up with you tonight.
No, no doubt about it, Amy. I don't get a chance to only see you maybe a couple of times a year.
That's right.
Yeah, up in New York. But I just wanted to show love, you know, for your work and what you've done, whether it be here on radio or TV. You know, I can certainly understand many places being the only fill in the blank.
Yes.
Or only this or only that. And I know it's not easy. So I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you've done. I know there are a lot of listeners who feel the same way from all the interactions, whether it's over the air or online. It ain't easy. And so I wanted to just show you love for that respect.
Well, I appreciate that. It's funny because people ask me a lot of times, I'm sure you get the same question, who were your role models in this business? Who were those people in the business who impacted you when you decided that you wanted to get into radio or when you were earlier in your career? Because like you, I do a bunch of mentoring with young broadcasters and students who want to get into this business. And I have racked my brain, and really, I can't come up with anything. I wish I could say it was this incredible female or this one, but when I was getting into the business, and this speaks to the fact that I've been around for a long time, but when I was getting into the business, there just weren't any women that were accessible, and there certainly weren't any women who were doing regular shows that, you know, bore their own names, except for the Sports Babe, which obviously that was branded differently. I didn't want to be a Sports Babe. I wanted to be respected for what I knew, not for what I look like or for some gimmick like that, though she did have a long career. Her name was Nancy. And so now I know you have gone on to college campuses. One of my goals is to work with young broadcasters, whether female or male. It's a different world now, but I want to be able to be that role model or that inspiration that when the question is posed to the next generation of broadcasters, they can say, oh yeah, Amy Lawrence, she was out there. I knew, I listened to her. And when I reached out to her, she was willing to help me out, because it is a different business, but you know, sports radio, there still aren't that many women who are doing solo shows. In fact, at the network level, I'm still the only one who does her own show 5 nights a week. And so it is a strange new world. It's one of those where you kind of have to make your own path, as you recognize. And yet there's also a privilege to being able to do what we love night after night. And I wouldn't trade that for anything, even though it's not been an easy road.
Absolutely. I hear that. We got Amy Lawrence here with us. You're getting some extra Amy. Does that make sense, Amy?
Extra yes, Amy? Yes, a little bit of bonus Amy.
Yeah, bonus Amy before she gets started in about, I don't know, 13 minutes from now. I got to ask you this while you're hanging out. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. You went to Q's, didn't you?
I did go to Q's. In fact, I'm going to be starting talking about Jim Boeheim and the impact that he had. So when I was a student there, it was their crazy run to the Final Four, which they had John Wallace and Lazarus Sims. So that goes back to the 90s. And I remember we had my whole grad class and obviously a bunch of students. We had season tickets that winter, and it was insane because we would go to all the home games. We sit up near the top of the, at the time, Carrier Dome. Mm-hmm. And we were nutso because the team was such a huge underdog. And so I remember that experience for 3 weeks. We did absolutely nothing but watch basketball. And because we were in the broadcasting department, we had TAs in our grad class who had access to some of the theater rooms with the large big screen TVs. And so we would be in there watching games and, you know, like engaging in craziness with, you know, using one of these theaters. So that was fun. And yeah, just the impact he's had on Syracuse basketball, to be sure. One of the highlights of my career was going back to the Dome and doing a game. It was a women's game that I did on TV, but I remember running into him as he was walking out of the Dome, and I stuttered, JR, because I was in awe. I mean, he's a larger than life figure.
he didn't give you one of these mean answers that he's given everybody else now, is
nah,
he?
You know, he can be okay. Cranky, but I think it's his shtick. I actually don't think he's as cranky as he used to be. He did smile and say hello, which was nice. I've interviewed him one time on the air. I was just as nervous then too. But yeah, I honestly think that getting married to his wife, Julie, having kids a little bit later in life, being able to coach his sons, it's true, JR, that we saw a kinder, gentler, maybe softer side of Jim Boeheim. Now, there have been a lot of issues, obviously, the loss of some of the wins because of the NCAA violations. And then you may remember, was it a couple years ago that he accidentally ran into a man who was on the highway at night and killed a man who was pulled over, his car was pulled over. He was, I think it was broken down, and he got out into the driving lane and Jim Boeheim hit him. And so he's had some tough circumstances of adversity recently as well. And that can be hard. But man, there isn't a person on the planet who had a greater impact on Syracuse. And I don't just mean basketball. It's the same thing with Coach K, say at Duke, or even Mike Bray now as he leaves Notre Dame. Because those larger than life figures, they attract people. You know the statistics. Once a team gets to a Final Four or a college football national championship, not only does recruiting get a boost, but so does admissions. All these people all of a sudden want to go to these schools.
They want a party. That's what they want to do. They want a party.
So he's been the greatest recruiter for not just basketball players, but actual new student enrollment for the better part of 50 years. My goodness.
Yeah. And up at Syracuse, man, when that weather gets cold, ain't nothing to do but stay inside and party, so I can dig it. Well, Amy, I appreciate you stopping by a few minutes earlier before after hours and just stopping by to chat. And much love. And hopefully as we all move forward into the future, we have less of less firsts and onlys, et cetera. So
Agreed. Progress.
But thank you so much again, Amy.
Well, thank you again for thinking of me and having me on your show for a couple of minutes.
No doubt about it. We look forward to checking out After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Amy getting ready to go live in about 10 minutes from now. So make sure you stay tuned and stand by. It's been a busy night. Of course it has. We just talked about Sean Kemp. We'll get more details on that. Shep, I feel like we are just waiting on more and more. From Ja Morant to Sean Kemp to free agent. Is that the story of life in sports right now? Just waiting, waiting on the tournament, waiting on the playoffs.
Yeah, and you know, Joe Mixon is sending the Kemp family roses right now.
The kid, the issue outside his house, it's
right,
just...
with police entering the star's home, like, it's just, it is endless, JR, with these superstars. And Sean Kemp was a superstar. You mentioned it. He was the best player, no disrespect to Gary Payton or Detlef Schrempf, he was the best player on that Sonics team in the mid-90s. They should have gone to more finals, but obviously they took Jordan to six.
I don't know about that.
You disagree?
Now.
Okay. But he was a genuine NBA superstar. I don't know why he's not in more consideration for the Hall of Fame, but it just seems like the... Jared, because these are not marginal athletes. These are not D-list athletes that you have been discussing. These guys are superstar athletes. Ja, Kemp, Mixon. It's like, I don't know, the bigger they get, the harder they fall kind of thing. But no. I don't remember a week in which we've had this many big-time names in sports. It seems like go down, and hopefully not down for the count.
Yeah. Well, hey, and in Tiger Woods' case, hey,
yeah,
look,
it's another one. Jeez.
Don't date Tiger Woods. Unless you want to sue him for $30 million after the fact. So this has been a ridiculously busy day. Jim Boeheim, done at Syracuse. Tiger Woods has an ex suing him for $30 million. Ja Morant cleared of criminal charges. The NBA still might smack him down. The Grizzlies, he'll only miss an additional 4 games at minimum. And so there's a lot of open-ended things here in the world of sports. I do have some certainty for you. I'm going to be back with Shep tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed tonight's top 6 list, teams that need a quarterback, you can always hit rewind on the free Audacy app, AUDACY, and get locked in. If you missed me in the interim, it's simple. You can find me on social media at JR Sport Brief. You just heard her. You heard a preview. But Amy Lawrence, After Hours, Amy is getting ready to come up next, and she went to Syracuse. She's going to have even more stories about Mr. Boeheim. First-hand experience. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Amy Lawrence, it ain't no preview. The full show is coming up next. Stay tuned, y'all.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win, so here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.